Zog the Heilige Mishnah weiter in Masechtes Idyos, Perek Ches Mishnah Vav, Amar Rebbe Eliezer. Shemati, I heard, Kesho Yeboinim Behechel, when the Yidden came up in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, when Ezra was the leader of Klal Yisrael, and they built the second Beis HaMikdash. It took many years to build. So before they were able to build the walls, they first put up curtains. They put up curtains around the area of the Heichel. That's the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the room behind it. In the Heichel behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim was the inside Mizbeach, the Menorah, the Shulchan with the Lechem upon him, and of course in the Kodesh HaKadoshim would be the Oren. Although in the second Beis HaMikdash there was no Oren, there was just the stone, the Evan Shasiyah. But they first put up curtains around the Heichel, Oisim Kloyim LeHechel, and V'Kloyim LaZaris. Then the courtyard around the Heichel and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there too they put up curtains. The difference was, Ela rather Sheveheichel, when it comes to the Heichel, Boinim Mebechutz. They first put up the curtains. That would be in the place where the walls around the Heichel are going to stand. But when they came to build the walls, they built the walls on the outside of the curtains. That was so that the builders of the walls should not be able to look into the Heichel. Ubiyazara, but as far as the rest of the courtyard was concerned, Boinim Mebefnim. Even though the curtains would be in the place where the walls around the Heichel are eventually going to be, but when they built the walls, they built it on the inside of the curtains, because here we didn't have the chumra that the builders of the walls shouldn't look into the Azara. But it seems to be clear from Rabbi Eliezer, at least one shita in the Gemara learns that way, that Rabbi Eliezer understands you have to have these curtains because you have to recreate the Kedusha. The Kedusha that Shloimeh HaMelech made for the first Beis HaMikdash was not for the second Beis HaMikdash, and it was not for the Azara. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Shemati, I heard from my Rebbeim, it wasn't necessary to put up curtains. The Kedusha that Shloimeh HaMelech made for the first Beis HaMikdash stayed even after the Churban. Shemakriv Nukabi Makriv Karbonis Avabi She'ein Bayis, even though they didn't rebuild the Bayis yet. It still has the Kedusha from the times of Shloimeh. As a result, V'Eichlimu would be permitted to eat Kachay Kadoshim. Karbonis are divided into two categories. Karbon Chatas, let's say, Karbon Oshim, these are Kachay Kadoshim. The Kehanim have to eat it in the Azara. But they could eat it in the Azara, Avo Bisha'ein Kaloyim, even though they didn't put up any new curtains. Then there are Karbonis that are under the category of Kadoshim Kalim, a lighter Kedusha, like a Karbon Shlamim, Karbon Toida, Meiser Sheni, or the Meiser Sheni Peiros, or if you bring money because you redeemed your Meiser Sheni Peiros, we now purchase food that has the Kedusha of Meiser Sheni. Both Kadoshim Kalim and Meiser Sheni have to be eaten within the boundaries of Yerushalayim. But the original Kedusha of Yerushalayim stayed. You can eat the Kadoshim Kalim and the Meiser Sheni, says Rabbi Yeshua, Avot Bisha'en Chayma, even though they didn't have a chance to rebuild the wall yet. Actually, it took many years for them to rebuild the wall and to finish the second Beis HaMikdash. And the reason is because, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Shekedusha Rishayna, the first Kedusha that Shloimeh HaMelech made for the Beis HaMikdash and for Yerushalayim, Kedusha L'Shaita, that was for its time, as well as Kedusha L'Asid Lavai, as well as for the future. Really, there's a machlokes in the Gemara. There's one opinion in the Gemara that says Rabbi Eliezer also agrees that the original Kedusha stayed. The only reason he says they put up curtains was because that's how he heard it from his Rebbeim, that that's what they did. Okay, so either way, Rabbi Eliezer told us, I heard from my Rebbeim, when they came up in the times of Bayasheni, first they put up curtains, both for the Heichel as well as for the Azara, the only difference being that when they would build the walls, in regard to the Heichel, they built the wall outside of the curtains, so the builders of the wall should not be able to look into the Heichel. By the Azara, even though here too the curtains were basically where the wall would be around the Azara, but they built a wall inside the curtains because there was no concern that they should look into the Azara. Rabbi Yeshua said he heard from his Rebbeim, it was not necessary to have any curtains or have any walls, because the Kedusha that Shloimeh HaMelech put into the Beis HaMikdash as well as into Yerushalayim stayed even after the times of the Churban.